Abi, drop to thy knees. Chapter 2, Ashish 9. Her Majesty, the Queen and her consort practice the Jay Prabhutijas or Victory Lord Simon Yoga Mudra in the privacy of their royal quarters. Once her consort Prince Johnny learnt in Lhasa, Tibet, from the Tibetan yogis that Simen was the elixir of masculine youthhood, aidlessness and testosterone of life, he tried to withhold his semen throughout his sexuality and sexual career. His loyal, adoring wife, Queen Julia, always helped him. So whenever they wanted to do sex, she would squeeze his locked up balls gently but firmly, and he would squeeze her voluptuous buttocks, and standing together, he would intone Jai Yoni Devi or Victory Goddess Buttocks, and she would intone Jai Prabhu Tejas or Victory Lord Simon. In this way, both of them relieved their sexual tensions and they could go on for hours, but her sexual juices and orgasm took place as his strong, masterful, macho fingers and hands squeezed the buttocks, and he intoned Jai Devi Yoni, Victory Lady Buttocks, and she in turn intoned Jai Prabhu Tejas, Victory Lord Simon. And in this way they fulfilled each other's sexual fantasies, dreams and orgasmic or ruined orgasmic ambitions. At the same time, he retained his whitish semen while losing copious streams of precum, transparent, harmless precum, which, if locked up in his balls, would lead to prostate cancer. Whereas she, in turn, getting squeezed by a masterful, macho pair of hands on her luscious buttocks, so close to her pussy, while at the same time squeezing his balls, made her clitoris clench and her pussy gush juice. And they went on for hours together, squeezing and intoning, squeezing each other and intoning Jai Prabhu Tejas, Jai Devi Yoni, Victory Lady Buttocks, Victory Lord Simon. And in this way, they retained their sexual edge as well as all the testosterone, the white semen locked up in his system, went to add his muscles, his strength, his mental faculties, his alertness, and his stamina. And she always kept him locked up in chastity belt, whereas she herself was in chastity. The key was with Prince Consort Johnny, and even though they always put out an image of a feminist feminazi woman controlling, dominating and humiliating her consort. They were very much in love, an equal couple inside the bedroom. But outside the bedroom, she was encouraging her female subjects to take control of their marriage and their husbands and their husbands' scrotal sacks of balls, so that firmly but gently squeezing their husband's balls, they would slowly reach sexual nirvana. At the same time, the woman folk would become loyalist subjects, passionist, fanatical loyalists of the queen, and the queen could enjoy a long reign, whereas she would be in charge of her husband and all men's balls, whether through her own hand or through a female feminist subject's hands. So as she and her female subjects squeezed their husband's balls firmly and gently, they would both control their husband's heart, soul and asshole, and continue to enjoy and give enjoyment to the male sex. Thank you.